Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So, Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Shri Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Shri Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Verse 1, 6, 7, 8. Anya bancha anya puja chari jana kama.
Anya bancha anya puja chari jana kama.
Anukulje sarvendiye krishnano shira.
Anukulje sarvendiye krishnano shira.
A pure devotee must not cherish any other desire than to serve Krishna. He should not offer worship to demigods or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge, which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. And he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activities. 169. Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana koi.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana.
Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana koi. Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana hokai.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana
hokai. Eshuddha bhakti bhagavate lakshana prema hoy.
Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Love of Krishna.
There is Pancharatri. In the Vedic literature known as the Pancharatras. Bhagavati. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These Lakshana symptoms are described. These activities are called Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time. In Vedic literature like Pancharatras and Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms are described. One has to develop his devotional service under the direction of a pure devotee, a spiritual master, and in accordance with the Vedic directions given in the Pancharatra and the Bhagavatam system. The Pancharatra system includes methods of temple worship, and the Bhagavatam system includes the spreading of Krishna consciousness philosophy through recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and discussions of philosophy with people who are interested. Through discussion, one can create an interest and understanding of the Pancharatra and Bhagavatam system.
Sarvopadibhaniramuktam Tatparatena nirmalam Nishikena rishikesham Sevanam bhakti ruchate.
Someone want to chant the text one time? Oh, go on.
Sarvapadi vinimoktam.
Taparatena
nirmalam.
Nishikena
rishikesha.
Sevanam bhakti ruchate.
Sarvapadi vinirmuktam.
Taparatena
nirmalam.
Rishikena rishikesha.
Sevanam bhakti ruchate.
Sevanam bhakti ruchate.
Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is free from all material designations, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one's senses are purified. Purport. This verse quoted from the Nara Pancharatra is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.12.
Madguna Shruti Matrena Mai Sarvago Harshaye Mano Gati Abhichinna Yata Gangambaso Mbuddho.
Just as the celestial waters of the Ganga flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their minds come to me. I reside in the hearts of all. Purport. This verse and the following three verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:29-11-14 were spoken by Krishna in the form of Kapilade.
Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hudahitam ahaitike abhyavahita yabhakti purushottame.
These are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way.
Chaloka shashti samipya sarupya ekattam apyuta yamanam nagrinanti vinamatevanam jana.
My devotees do not accept salokya shashti sarupya samipya or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. 174.
Eva bhakti yoga kya atyantika udahita yenati vrajya vikuna madhvavayopapadyate.
Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the modes of material nature and attains a spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service. Om Jnana Tamanda Yuranja Swaka Saptur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Yurave Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahavita Kapi Tanyena Bhutale Swayam Upigadahmayam Nidati Sipadantikam Mandaya Sri Guru Gita Patakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Guru Pantadhyadana Bhagavatamitam Tam Sivivam Sadvaitam Sadvaitam Parishan Sahasam Krishna Krishna Nirvam Vivada Krishna Vam Sahana Vavita Krishna Tam Sahara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So we just went over the so many verses. Rupa Goswami is being instructed. Well, how do we know he was instructed in these verses?
Well,
he spoke these verses here. Although Kaviraj Goswami is quoting all these verses, many, he's adding his own Bengali verses. Many of them are in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. So, but did Lord Chaitanya say them? Yes. How could he not? Because in the beginning of Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is saying, Hridyasya Praranaya. Tavarti Toham Baraka Rupokti Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam Bande Chaitanya Devasya. Bursting, or not the first verse, but maybe the second, that he's inspired within the heart. Vidyasya Praranaya means inspiration. So although Mahaprabhu didn't exactly speak, but we know from the Leelas, especially, and also from the Shlokas, that Mahaprabhu was extremely pleased with Rupa Goswami. That when Rupa Goswami wrote one verse, Lord Chaitanya told Sri Brahmadar and others, this Rupa Goswami, he knows my mind. Mano Bhishtam. That Rupa Goswami, he knows the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Mahaprabhu said, I have to perform so many activities through Sanatana and you. And so, finding all these holy places and the books, creating temples, so many things. So we know that Rupa Goswami, we have full faith that Rupa Goswami is speaking. He says, and he also is very humble. It's not that, yes, I am. Like Prabhupada was talking about Prahlad Maharaj, that he had Darshan Narsingha days up here just to protect him. Imagine. You can't imagine that, but and killing, you know, hundreds of education crew and all that. So Prabhupada said that Prahlad Maharaj could think, yes, I am the greatest. But you have to laugh because we know that it's so off, you know, off the mark. So, similarly, Rupa Goswami is saying, Baraka Ropopi. Baraka means that fool. I am, although I'm a fool, still, I'm going to write this book. Because Mahaprabhu asked him to. And he's acting from within my heart how to do it. But Jiva Goswami is commenting, Bara means also the best. Because Jiva Goswami is such a great person. Only disciple that we know of Rupa Goswami. When he's writing his commentary, Durgam, because the book, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, is considered very difficult for ordinary person to understand because there's double meaning on many verses. Many verses are famous verses from the Shastra, but there are verses by Rupa Goswami and they're very poetic and they have two, maybe three meanings, sometimes four meanings they can have. So Rupa Goswami has kindly given us his purport and he knows the purport. He helped him edit the book. Who can we trust? Jiva Goswami. So it's a very wonderful thing if you read those commentaries by Jiva and Vishwanath. Many times Vishwanath is just quoting Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is explaining Baraka. Baraka means a fool. He's saying that he's a fool, Jiva Goswami. But Jiva is saying, no,
Bala means the best. We don't accept that. Saraswati has seen another meaning of that. Of course, Jiva Goswami knows. So someone might think, well, this guy is saying he's a fool. Why would you read his book? No, he's the most confidential servitor of Mahaprabhu. So he knows. And here, Kaviraj Goswami also, he's giving commentary in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita, many of his own verses. In fact, when you go to the commentaries of this Anyabhilashitashunyam, the last verse, now all these verses we're hearing here are more or less surrounding this verse. And this verse is a very important verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. All these verses are more or less the commentary or surrounding, amplifying that verse. And Jiva Goswami is giving like 10, 11 pages, explaining every word of that verse. Sarvopadi also, because Sarvopadi Vinayam Muktam verse that we have here, it goes so far, but Rupa Goswami is taking it further in the last verse. Not necessarily getting it in order, but this is also the order of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this verse came after the 12th verse. 11th verse is Rupa Goswami's verse, then the 12th verse is this verse that we're getting today, from the Narada Pancharatra, Rishikena Rishikesha. Vinaya Muktam, Sarvopadi Vinaya Muktam. This is one of the prerequisites that one has to practice bhakti, has to get rid of all this upadi designation. Naham vipro na chanarapatiya. Napi vaishya na shudro. Mahaprabhu himself has spoken like that. And this verse is recommended that before we do any puja, we should chant, I am not any of these things. Of course, in the modern day, they're not thinking, all in the Brahman. They might be. They might be thinking, I'm a big professor, or I'm a big this, or anything. It applies to all the signs of service. Desha karlata yuktana. Your tapo pashamanusha. It is relieving the burning heart in all times, all places, all circumstances. Like Arjuna said about the Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, these verses are applicable at any time to anybody. Unfortunately, all those persons are not doing puja and chanting the verse, but we can chant for them. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Naam Bipanatya Narapati Napiva, I'm not a Brahman, I'm none of these things. Napivaishuna Sudra. So these are upadi, abhiman, we're identifying as man, boy, child, this color, that color. So we're none of those things. But by performing bhakti, then Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, by giving us this very wonderful course in bhakti, which is unending, we can keep, like when Prabhupada talked about Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first he put out the nectar devotion. He even said once, he said, so you may come to me with so many questions, but my answer is, read it again. Of course, it was only summary, but nowadays, we're fortunate, we're getting the Sanskrit, we're getting more detail, it's okay. Still, we have to see it in light of what Prabhupada is giving his purport, but and when we read it, then we understand, wow, this is amazing, that the definition of advancement that Rupa Goswami is giving is that Madhyam Isharita, it's given there in the 11th canon also. But Rupa Goswami is saying that one develops according to faith, and the faith is based on Shastra also. You see, there's different vichar, one can be very advanced, but he may not, in some cases, be able to defeat, but then maybe Bhajananandi doesn't speak with people. But if one is to preach, then he has to develop his shastra. Shastra yukti shunipun vrida shadaya. If one wants to come to uttama, the definition of uttama given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is that he can defeat others. Shastra and logic. Somebody may come with so much logic and like that, but still one has to be Prabhupada says, talking about sitting on the Vyasa Sandha, that one like Sukadeva Goswami was sitting, because he could defeat all systems of logic, all Sankhya. What does Krishna say? And there are many quotes that Rupa Goswami gives from 11th Canto also, where Krishna is describing 11th Canto, many cantos, but just thinking of the 11th there, where he says that Sankhya, all these things cannot satisfy me. Yata bhakti mamurjita. By, and he quotes many, many things in the Bhagavatam and verses. Even there's a verse in 7th Canto, Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhisthira Buribhaga, saying, you are the most fortunate. He's saying, you are thinking you're not fortunate, because Yudhisthira might have been thinking that Krishna didn't really directly appear in my family. But he said, no. He says, Munina Bhayanti. All the great munis and sages, the greatest persons, are visiting your house because Krishna is staying there, Manusha Vindana, as Purushottam, the supreme person. So they're all coming there to get your association. Because the person is the most important. Purushottam. This Purushottam is Rishikesh here mentioned. And here in this next verse, Ya Bhakti Purushottam. Actually, there is one recording Prabhupada's chanting. I think practically the whole first chapter of Bhakti is coming into a very ecstatic. And one gets a taste by hearing that. Like it says here, one gets association with the spiritual master. The spiritual master already has taste of the ruchi. So to get that taste is very difficult. Kakralolyam. Mulyam, this desire, greed, the only price is this greed, really. And one may, sukratanilabhate, even by doing ordinary sukriti, these things are minimized in Bhagavatam, minimized by Rupa Goswami. Even after hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, one might do sukriti, still he may not get this taste. So, how fortunate the people of modern age, they get the taste. Prabhupada not only has a taste, but he was putting out books and forcefully giving, here, you take this. Nowadays, people are giving big stacks of books. Unimaginable, really, to give this. And I see people smiling. It's amazing how empowered those. They didn't have any direct, nowhere, you know. Guys are 18, 20 years old or younger. And did they see Prabhupada personally? No. Did Prabhupada see Mahaprabhu? No. But when you hear him, when you read his book, when you hear his bhajan, then you feel like, yes, he is really seeing, he is understanding, having full realization, love of Nittai for Parama. Parama Karuna. He's a recipient. And so the Shastra is teaching us again and again how to become the proper recipient. Patra patra vichar nahi nahi sthana sthana. Mahaprabhu's doesn't care. He's just from the moist corners of his eyes, millions of nectar, universes of nectar are emanating. And people are drowning, even nowadays. And he doesn't mind who it is, patra patra vicha. He's giving it. He's the moving tree of bhakti. And he's watering the tree. He's eating the fruits and giving them jewels, sometimes described like jewels. So in the beginning, Rupa Goswami is describing there Mimamsakas, because here we're hearing about Jnanaparamada and Abhitam. So Rupa Goswami composed one Vada Bhakne, this expression of that this, he's praying that this nectar of devotion, he's trying to give one little taste of it. He's feeling the whole ocean, but he's thinking that if I give one drop of this ocean, maybe someone will taste. So he's saying, he's describing these mimamsakas, especially he's citing these mimamsakas, materialistic, they're like Jnana Karma types, but how this Vada Bhagme is a, and who would know that, but Jiva Goswami's explaining it. You read it, you go, what is that? Even if you were a Sanskrit, you would say, I don't know what that is. So Jiva Goswami's explaining it, that, and there's a long story behind it, but basically in the South Pole, there is a flame like volcano, and he compares that jiva which means tongue, but it means flame also. So Rupa Goswami's explaining. Rupa Goswami didn't explain this thing. He just in ecstasy composing these verses. You know. Imagine Mahaprabhu saw his writing. He said, oh, Rupa Goswami's writing is like rows of pearls. And no mistakes on that. No, just perfectly composed. All the grammar, all the meanings. Only someone like Jiva Goswami. So this this is the flame that's coming in the South Pole. Of course, I haven't been there. Somehow they knew. And this is in the Shastras, actually, that this one fire was put there. So this fire he's comparing to the Mimamsakas, the Brahmins and Gyanis, that they're spewing so much criticism. They may, but he's saying this ocean will obliterate, this ocean of bhakti will obliterate all their karma and jnana. Therefore he's saying, jnana kamada nabhikam. If you want to get rid of this cover, he's commenting that this sarvopadi, these coverings are also called upadi. So he's praying to Sanatana, Sanatana Madhi Shashya. Now Sanatana also in a verse in the beginning of the book, he's saying this, Sanatana can refer, of course, to Krishna. He's Sanatana. Mami Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manasastan. Everyone is Sanatana Eternal because we're part of the Supreme Eternal, the Supreme Purushottam, the Asa Purushottama. So because, but his guru, he's writing the book just for a few friends and especially for Sanatana Goswami, his guru. Vishrama Mandara Kaya Sanatana Madhi Chatya. Vishrama Mandara, he's praying that his Bhakti Rasami, the Sindhu book, will satisfy like a temple, a beautiful resting temple where Sanatana Goswami may reside. Being so pleased with the book. So all these verses are in the book. Some are quotes, some are Rupa Goswami's own verses. It's compiled, it's composed. And here, it's again revisited strongly again by Sarvabhauma Goswami. Repeating all this thing. It's not boring, probably used to say hackneyed. Always. We have so many other things to do, we cannot. You know, what does it say? What does it say in the Shastra? That's what one says. That one has to attend to hear the Shastra again and again. Shinvatam Sakata Krishna Punyasavana Vidyanta Story of Ajani. All the Abhadras, the Upadis, the Nirmukam, one, to become free of them, one has to not only chant the holy name, of course you can chant. If someone is rare, a person might chant all day. That's okay. But even our acharyas who chanted, you know, 1 lakh, 3 lakh, they're all the paramavidvan, super pandit beings, that they know the Shastra. You can defeat anybody. And so, therefore, it's not hackneyed, Prabhupada said. Oh, we're having a class on love of God, Prabhupada laughed and said, oh, they think it's very dry. Not dry, it's an ocean. And Rupa Goswami's praying. Another thing he says there, that the Paributra Kalabhava, the devotees, they're like the sharks, they're swimming in the ocean. Generally sharks swim in the ocean. But the ordinary rivers of liberation, because we don't care for those rivers of liberation, but we require an ocean of bhakti to extinguish this flame of material desire that's burning there. And so therefore he's saying this flame, one never sees this flame, but it never gets totally extinguished. This burning fire, the mouth of the mare, described bada, bada, bada. And in the South Pole, this ocean they're describing, never quite extinguished, it's still there. But he's saying that the bhakti ocean should be greater. The praying will be greater and completely nullify, extinguish any of the criticism or argument argumentative philosophers, whatever they have to say, completely obliterated. And Rupa Goswami has done like that. So he has done it 500 years ago, so our only business really should be to study it, hear about it, and gradually develop our bhakti. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sarato, Hariputra, Kalajala. Therefore, the devotees have conquered the network of time, Kalajala. Because the material world means time, Saesha Purushottama, Saesha Bhagavan, described in first canto. That time is approaching of Sarvesham Na Samagata. It's time, Krishna in the form of time, has approached everyone and will finish everyone. But due to attachment, due to our karma, then we're again and again taking birth. So he's referenced in so many verses about that. Yatpada pankaja salasita vasa bhakya samasayam. Samasayam. And he describes Riktamatayo. Because in fourth canto, Riktamatayo means without proper brain. That the impersonalists, the Gyanis, speculators, they don't have proper brain. Because they're not becoming attached to the lotus petal pose of Krishna. Rather, they want to Okleshodikatarastesham of Yakta. Their minds are always attached, trying to Avyakta, the avyakta. But Krishna says, klesha adhikatara. This creates just more pain and misery. There's nothing there to become attached. You're not unmanifest, klesha adhikatara, klesha avyakta shakti. But still you want to become attached to that which is not manifest. So this is the form of suicide. But just Dr. Chaitanya. Krishna summarizes all these things you can see in the Bhagavad Gita. Avritam jnaname tena jnanino nityavarna. We're covered by all these lusty. The more we identify with the material body, the more we're covered. Avritam jnaname tena jnanino nityavarna. So where Krishna says, still jnanina tutsara jnanam. We desire knowledge. We desire this knowledge, not mundane knowledge. Krishna Anushilana. So the verses are given very precisely, each word, each syllable, Pratishloka and Pratyakshaya, they're all defined in many ways. Nana Arkakai, there's many, many ways it seems this verse, but we never see it in person because it's spoken by a person about the Supreme Person. Purushottam Yoga, whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. Rishikena, Rishikesha. Krishna is called Rishikesha by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita also. Sevanam, so here the word is Sevanam, there's always some service. Hat Sevam, Varam, Hal, Mukti. One wants this Mukti, then Rishabh Dev is instructing his 100 sons. Mahat Sevam. Of course, he was Mahat himself. Just like Prabhupada would say, you must approach Guru. Or Krishna says, approach Guru. But he is the Supreme Guru. Akila Garo Bhagavan, you must say. But still, it says, Mahatsevam Vala Mahor Vimukti. You want this Vimukti? The door to liberation is open. Simply do this Seva. Seva Anarupa Mudeo Na Paravaratam. Prahlad Maharaj says, according to your Seva to the Guru, then this door will open. More and more walk through. There's no separate endeavor made. Everything automatically. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Opera Janayati Asu Bhairagyam Jnanam Siddha. Automatically there's Jnana and detachment. Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya. Mahaprabhu himself. Sarvabhauma tells us there. Vairagya Vidya. Nidya Bhakti. He's giving his own devotional service. He doesn't have to even do anything. He doesn't have to even descend. But Parama Karuna, he's most merciful. He's descending here. Just do like this. So Sarvabhauma says, Vairagya Vidya, Shikshartha Meka Purana. He's the oldest person and he's teaching. He's not some gone, bearded, anonymous guy who has to go to the barber and get his hair cut on the Sistine Chapel. Not the old one on the job. All our descriptions are there. So, the Rupa Goswami is giving these implications here. Mahatsevan Goro. Yositam, one wants to enter the other doors. They're always ready. Yositam Sangitangam. The doors to, that's described here, downward. Mahatsevan Goro Mahatse. And he gives all his instructions you can read there. How many of you came from Sastri and the Puni Bhavani? Very heavy. Have to give up the designation. Second canto, Sukadeva Goswami talks about the different names of this world of names. Namasu, Yavarartham, Shad, Pramato. One should not become intoxicated in the world of names. Rather, one should give up everything. And he's speaking to a very high grade person, mentality. Satyanjalo Kim Push, what do you need any utensils? Why do you need clothes? Shirani Kim Pati Nashanti, Shanti Dikshan, Naivangipa Padikata. Of course, nowadays you don't find caves. If they find you in a cave, they may just, someone will own it or the government will shoot you immediately. But at least in Sukadeva's time, he's saying you don't require anything. You can lie on the ground. So this is the standard of understanding. One has to be detached from this. Uncovered. You read about uncovered. That Jad Bharat was completely uncovered. Shabde, they're going to totally naked. So they're literally uncovered. No question of covered by even anything. All right, so if we have some chance for conversation.
Something, I mean, you hear that just chanting Hare Krishna once, that it eliminates all of your sinful activities that you could ever perform in all your lifetimes, right?
That's say it louder.
So when you chant Hare, sometimes you hear that if you chant Hare Krishna once, you know, sincerely, that it'll eliminate all of your sinful activities that you ever performed in all
that,
your life.
That might happen, yeah. But if somebody chants one time, that's a way of getting people to chant, really. Not that it's a gimmick, but the thing is, if you chant once, then you will want to chant again, you know. Right?
But then it seems like to go from all your sinful activities are eradicated, but then to get to, you know, Krishna prema, to get from that to there seems like
But if you chant Krishna one time, Namaikam Yashavati Smarana Patakatam, there's one verse quoted in the Chaitanya-charita, Haridasa Thakur was speaking, I think, this verse in the assembly. Namaikam, one time chanting. But if you read the rest of the verse, it says, Dravana Janita Lokavasana, I think that's a different verse. But he quoted another verse also. where he says that, but if you remain attached to Dravana Janita, having followers, material things, Lobha Prashanda Madhye, Nikshitam Shan, Nakala Janakam, you don't get the fruit. So yeah, we tell people that, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, but as soon as they come, we give them a book, or sometimes they get a book they never even chanted before, right? You're giving them like 8 books here. Guy never chanted one time. They'll find out. So, yeah, one time is good, but just like we say, there's chant one time, but then we have 10 offenses, and if you do this and do that, if you remain attached, then you won't get it. And it said, but then again, we have our Devahuti speaking Kapila Dev, and she's saying, Ho, Bhatta Sapachota Gadiyam Wani. He chants, Jivadre, on the tip of his tongue, Jivadre, Then take Pus Papa Sage Hubashatna Brahmanatur Navakant. It's understood that for many lifetimes he's chanted. But that means chanting once, yeah, well maybe I'll chant again, maybe not. Like most people don't keep chanting, but they might next life. So there's so many things to see in this statement. But this is more like Shruti Phals, that by, you know, you read in Bhagavatam, if you read about the Prithu or something, it says, you'll get this, you might become a king, or, you know, but. Nadanam, Nadanam, Sundari. Wait a minute, Lord Chaitanya says, Nadanam, Nadanam, Sundari. He doesn't want anything at all, none of these fruits, so called material fruits. So, but there are things, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, very nice. You'll get some prasadam, but mostly if someone chanted one time and they went away, let's say you chanted once, you think about it, it's pretty funny. Oh, I chanted Hare Krishna, you know, it's like saying, I watered that plant like when I was 19, how old are you now? Oh, I'm 85. You watered that plant? Where were you? In San Francisco, where are you now? I'm New York. So what happened to the plant? I don't know. I mean, probably died about 2 days later. So I think watering has to go on. This is like impetus, ecstatic. Someone says, oh, just chant, please, one time. Oh, you have already begun to chant, like that Gadadhar Das. He went to the Qazi, you know. Qazi was a rascal, but he didn't care. It was very dangerous, imagine. And he said, please. He said, no, Gadadhar, go away, you're crazy, I don't want to chant Hare Krishna. Oh, you already chanted, just keep chanting now. So if you can find someone that chanted just one time, see what they're doing. Are they in ecstasy? Did they immediately go back to Godhead? I don't know. But you have to start, get them somehow or other. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna. Somehow or other. Like Lord Chaitanya has so many tricks. Chaturya pa. Many, chatur means tricky. And apar means unlimited. Many unlimited tricks to get people to chant.
Is that Sukriti then, or somebody?
What?
Is that Sukriti? If somebody chants, just like, you know, they chant one time and they just kind of forget about it. Or is that not still bhakti?
Well, we don't know when the first time was. Like somebody might think, yeah. Oh, I just chanted. But probably maybe in the previous life he chanted 1,000,000,000 lifetimes also. We don't know. Mm-hmm. That we don't know.
And I want to ask about the fire in the South Pole.
Vadabhagne. This is a... I think fourth or fifth verse, Bhakti Samrita Sindhu. And Vada Mimamsaka Jiva, I can't remember, it says, they're very hard-hearted, these Mimamsakas, you know, they're materialists. But they want to do so many things, like Krishna brought up this Karma Mimamsa argument, that we don't have to worship anybody, you know, you just do something and we get the result. We don't have to worry about Indra or anything. We do it, then they have to give our results. That's the idea. That we can stay in the material world and do some pious activities, you know, not necessarily demoniac, but then we'll get the result and we'll enjoy life after life. It's a very commercial idea. You'll stay always and enjoy, no problem. So, especially he's mentioning them. In other verses he's mentioning more specifically gangs. So, there he's mentioning that idea. Because this is a prominent idea, right? The Shaktas, and they all want to get some material thing. They try to implicate Shivas. They're putting all these articles of worship for Durga, Chandi, or something on the doorstep. He said, just see, I'm worshiping. But nobody thought they're just, you know, they would never think that he's doing that. So, Rupa Goswami is mentioning them that this. He's comparing their attitude, their criticisms, their mode to this flame, the seven flames. These seven flames are like the seven flames that are in the yajna, that they do these yajnas all the time. So the seven flames, anyone who's, you have to be very, very learned to understand what he's saying. Only Jiva Goswami explained it. I don't see anyone else explaining it. So yeah, it's funny, actually, when you think. Of course, he wrote the commentary more or less pretty quickly, but so how are you going to interpret Rupa Goswami? You have any adhikar to do that? I don't think so. No, Rupa Goswami can do. Nobody else. That place is taken.
You were talking about, you know, Prabhupada being there in his books, or just yesterday I was talking to this student at Krishna House, and she was telling me that she went to a bookstore. This is in Boston. She went to a bookstore, and you know, she was looking for reality, truth, you know. So she saw the Bhagavad Gita, and she took the Bhagavad Gita, and she said, "Yeah, this is the book." So she read the Bhagavad Gita, and she really was like, you know, she said, "Okay," she was convinced. And then she was saying that, but the person kept on saying that you need to have association. And because she didn't know anything about who this book is from, or this or that, or who is it written by, but this person keeps on saying you have to have association. And so she looked in the back, and whatever, ISKCON, and she figured it out that, oh, this is ISKCON, and there was a center in Boston, and there, you know, the devotees kind of took care of her, and now she's at Krishna House, and she's an Harvard student. She graduated from Harvard, you know.
She just graduated?
No, she graduated 11 years ago. You know, she's a writer and everything, and she worked. But she was miserable because she just was not satisfied with life. She's from Korea, actually. Maybe she's from here, but her parents are from Korea, I don't know. But yeah, Prabhupada was telling her, go get association. And she's thinking, where do I get it? How do I get it? And so luckily, you know, in the books we have ISKCON and
Siddham Prasanga.
Yeah.
Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya.
Yeah.
What's the last line? Anyway. So the thing is funny is that Harvard grad, you'd think that if she only read one chapter or a few pages, she'd immediately go online and figure out who that was.
She might have, I don't know. I mean, she didn't tell me everything, but in just a little while she was telling that how this person is telling, go and get...
Is just a few months back?
Yeah, well, she just... Yeah, a few months ago. And now just a week and a half.
Someone recommended her to come down?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what happened. Yeah. I mean, she checked a few places out, and then, yeah, she was directed here, and yeah, she's great.
How are you both?
Yeah.
Anything else? No. I was quoting that Rupa Goswami's one verse, maybe the fifth verse in the Bhaktisarasindhu. So he's saying the Mimamsakas, the Da Bhagne, that they are compared to this flame, the seven flames that shoot out of this volcano that's under, way under the ocean in the South Pole. And he's praying that the Bhaktisarasindhu, this ocean, will be
conceiving of the earth as a globe.
Huh?
Well, he was Rupa Goswami, like, he wasn't a flat earther. He was thinking of the earth.
South Pole?
Is that being wrong?
Well, I don't know if they use the exact word South Pole, but that's what Bhaktisarasindhu gives as a explanation. You can take it up to him, though.
I'm probably
way ahead of me. At least they knew there were glaciers there, and so they weren't just cavemen. Not quite. Hare Krishna.